You're listening to You've Got This, episode 160. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I'm really excited to share with you a new thing that I've been working on and I'm finally ready to unveil. And if you've been listening to the last couple episodes or following along on social media, you know I recently had a creative retreat in which I did a website overhaul. And I am ready to chat a little bit about that, why I did it, how I did it, and how long it took to do. So the first question I think a lot of people might ask is why? Why revise the website again? And the easy answer to that is, as I mentioned in a couple previous episodes, I have some new branding elements that have changed the visual brand of what I'm working with, including things like fonts. There's some kind of visual elements related to color and some other things like arrows and underlining and things that I've been creating. And the old site did not reflect that. And so this felt like a good opportunity to kind of do a complete overhaul and refresh everything. And also I the old site, just because of kind of timing and adding new programs and things like that over the course of the last year or so, has really been kind of cobbled together over time and didn't really have a clear and cohesive brand vision for how it was supposed to look. So I wanted to kind of start fresh and see what I could do. And then the other thing that I wanted to do during this website refresh was to change my domain name. And so part of the reveal today is going to be what the new domain name is and where you can find the new site. There is a redirect from katielinder.work, which was the old domain. So if you go there, you will be redirected to this new one. But as I was working with the .work address and using kind of domain-specific emails and things like that, including contact at katielinder.work, I was getting a lot of bounce back. A lot of people were seeing it as spam. And so for a range of reasons, I decided I wanted to switch to a .com. And so you can still email me at that email address. I will still be able to receive it, but I am going to be switching a lot of my emails to a new domain-specific address, which I'll share as well. So let me talk a little bit about my process for going through this design. First, I want to emphasize how kind of unrealistic my expectations were of how long I thought this would take. I figured I could do this overhaul in a couple of days, and that really didn't happen, in part because of some tech issues that I ran into pretty early on in terms of just some timing of kind of how long it was taking me to kind of update these pages. And I had recently gone through a server upgrade, and that was kind of affecting some things in terms of, you know, speed at which I could do things on this website design. And so this was something that ended up taking me probably 35 to 40 hours to complete and took over the majority of my creative retreat to get done. And the other piece I think I had kind of underestimated was the amount of creative work that went into the design elements. I knew I was going to be able to work from some templates, but choosing the templates and making sure those templates were really fitting the needs of what I wanted, which often meant adjustments to those templates and kind of doing some different kinds of design elements, that was something that took a lot of time, a lot of brain energy, and a lot of creativity. So where I started was with the menu design. I am a structure person. As you know, I like systems, I like structure. And so I wanted to try to figure out structurally how the website was going to look. And this was something that was really in need of a revisit because I have had so many new programs and things change since I started my business 3 years ago. And I knew that I had certain things that were going to be sunsetted. I knew that I had certain things that needed to be emphasized on the site. And so what I ended up landing on was having an about page, which is basically the landing page for the website, having an area of the website called Work With Me that includes the one-on-one coaching that I do, the group coaching, the speaking that I do, and then also some communities that I lead. So Prolific is housed under there, Subtle by Design is housed under there, and then eventually my coach training program will be in that menu item as well. Then I also have a section of the website devoted to the podcasts. And right now there's four different shows that are live, including the new one that's coming. And I'm hoping to release that in October. And then I also had an area for show archives because I have three podcast shows that have closed and that have tons of episodes, tons of good content, but I'm not producing under those show names anymore. And so now I have an archive section of the website where you can find all of those episodes. I also created a menu item for the blog for the Academic Creative, which is also the weekly newsletter that I send out. And so that was something that needed to be designed. And then, of course, a contact form so that you can find me online, you can connect with me. And I've included, of course, my P.O. Box address there as well for people who want to write me a letter. So what this amounted to was about, I think, 18 different pages that I needed to design. And pretty much from scratch, I was able to pick some elements of things that I wanted to kind of emulate on some of these pages from other things that I had seen. But and I was able to kind of templatize some of the things that I did as well. So basically what I tried to do, for example, was for each of the podcast pages, I knew that I would have four of those. One of them I'm linking out to the podcast I do for Oregon State. So I had three remaining pages that could all roughly look the same. They have different branding, they have different art for the show, but I could kind of think about structurally how those pages could look relatively similar to each other. And then that would allow me to design it for one and then copy it for the other two. I also wanted to try to create some templated versions of the group coaching programs that I have. So many of them have things like program objectives or program goals, and they have certain things that are included in each program. And I knew that I could create pages that were looking relatively similar because they were offering similar kinds of information for each of those programs. And then, of course, they each have things like testimonials. They have information about the next dates that are being offered, the cost of the program, and that kind of thing. So once I could kind of land on a particular template of what I wanted to use for some of those pages where I knew I would be roughly kind of repeating what that template would look like, that saved quite a bit of time. But then there were other kinds of pages, like my one-on-one coaching page, like my speaking page, like the blog, that really needed to be their own designs. And that took quite a bit of time and a lot of play to try to figure out what I liked and what I thought would be a good fit for those particular pages. Now, this process also had, as I kind of mentioned and alluded to earlier, some technical aspects. So for example, I had to figure out how to upload fonts to my website. I had to figure out certain sizing requirements for making sure that the site would look good and perform well on mobile and on tablets, in addition to computer screens. And of course, computer screens are varying in size. So after I would design pages, I would open them on my little laptop, my Mac Air. I would open them on my phone. I would open them on my partner's phone because his is a little bit bigger than mine. I opened it on my iPad and really tried to make sure that I could look at this in kind of a native environment and make sure that it felt good to me. Now, of course, you can usually take a browser and just adjust your browser to various sizes, but I've found that you have to look at the actual device as well to make sure that this is going to look good. So there was a lot of time that went into that and really making sure that the people who came to the site would have a really good experience. So altogether, like I said, it took about 35 to 40 hours to design the site, to program the site. And there was at least one day where it was a 14-hour day, just kind of trying to get through as much as I could. And then after that, I kind of did it in kind of fits and starts as I understood and kind of knew what it was that I wanted to pull together for the site. I'm really happy with it. I hope you are too. I hope you'll take a look at it and let me know what you think. If you find typos or other kinds of things, of course I want to hear about them so I can fix the site as best I can. And I've recently launched it and shifted the domain, so I absolutely think about it in kind of a beta mode a little bit right now as I'm still kind of testing it and making sure everything is working. So if you do come across something that doesn't seem right, definitely let me know so that I can get in there and fix it. So the new domain that you can find is drkatielinder.com. The doctor is just DR, so it's drkatielinder.com. And the new email that'll be associated with that is hello@drkatielinder.com. So I'll be changing out how I talk about how you can contact me on all of these shows. And remember that if you do use the old address, it will still get to me, but I'm just going to be kind of slowly transitioning people to that new domain-specific email. So I hope you'll go there. I will definitely link to it in the show notes. If you go to the show notes, you will be on the new site and you can let me know what you think about the look, the feel, and any information that you're trying to find. I hope it's easy to navigate. I hope you can find all of the things that you need and that it's an enjoyable experience for you. So I would love to hear if you have a professional website, if you've recently gone through a redesign, how you've approached that, what that's been like for you, and if you have any questions about how to do this kind of website redesign or how to design a website in general, I'd love to hear them. You can always contact me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. And you can also write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.